3:50 at 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times National Security Editor Bill Gertz. And whenever I call Bill Gertz and check and see if he can come in the studio, that means something serious is going on. North Korea making missile able to hit U.S. That's your headline. And the only thing missing was that just in time for Christmas. I hope that's not the case, right?
Right. Well, that reminds me, in the past, the North Koreans conducted a long-range missile test during the 4th of July, just to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
No, this is a very important story. It has to do with some new intelligence information that was recently disclosed on Capitol Hill, indicating that initial indications of a new Road Mobile intercontinental ballistic missile by the North Koreans is moving ahead. Don't have a lot of details. Much of them remain classified, but I was able to learn that, yes, there is some very significant development here. This is a new missile that the North Koreans have not had in the past. Their last long-range missiles were launch pad-launched, Taepodong long-range, based on Scud technology. This is a newer version, and Road Mobile, meaning it's very difficult to detect.
All right. Something you said just a minute ago tipped me that we had been warned about this earlier. Is that what I understand?
Yes. In fact, it didn't get a lot of attention, but Defense Secretary Gates in June, right before he left office, sounded the alarm and said that this was a development that posed a direct threat to the United States. And he said they're building a mobile missile. It's unusual because usually states with nuclear weapons want a silo-based missile, but he was sounding the alarm in June.
Okay, if he's sounding the alarm in June, why did we choose to ignore it until December?
Well, that's the way government works. Is it's very difficult to get. It's very difficult to get details.
This and, is a missile.
Yeah, what I was able to learn was that Representative Mike Turner of Ohio, he's the chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Strategic Forces, wrote a letter very late last month to the Pentagon and saying, hey, we need to upgrade our missile defenses in light of this new intelligence information.
Hmm. All right. How do we stop them, or do we, or what do we do? There's no way to physically go in there unless you attack them and then destroy their capability. We're not going to do that.
Well, the good news is the Pentagon just last month announced a brand new what they call the air-sea battle concept, which is a whole new look at how to integrate air forces and naval forces to deal with just these kinds of threats. For example, how do you go after mobile missiles? You need aircraft to do that.
Yeah.
We have aircraft in the region. We're going to be bolstering those. The question is, will we use F-22s, which we have, or which are the best, or F-35s?
Mm-hmm. So it all comes down to we better be prepared. We better have all the assets we need. And, of course, this comes on the heels of the super committee failure, which by that action triggers these automatic military cuts come 2013.
Right. Very difficult time. The government's going bankrupt, and defense is taking a hard chop on a lot of these cuts. So, however, Asia is one area where the Pentagon has said they're going to fence off the cuts. If there's cuts going to be made in several areas, I don't think Asia forces are going to be cut that much.
Wouldn't it be suicidal for North Korea to do something like this?
Well, you're dealing with a rogue regime that, has already done some very serious provocations. They sank a South Korean patrol vessel last year.
True. That's true.
They've been shelling islands. They're in the middle of a leadership succession, which is indicating some signs of instability there.
But launching a missile at the U.S. takes it to the next level, doesn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily launching it. It's having the capability to launch it and the coercive effect of that capability.
I got you. All right. Where does China come into play in all of this? Do they just kind of sit back and just watch?
Well, the Chinese have been playing a double game on North Korea. In fact, the State Department Special Envoy for North Korea, Glenn Davies, is leaving today for the region to try and restart the stalled and failed six-party nuclear talks. And the Chinese are going to be one of his stops. And again, they support North Korea as a fraternal communist ally. At the same time, they make it seem like they want to go along and try to help denuclearize North Korea. North Korea is never going to give up its nuclear weapons. It's a surefire insurance policy against regime change.
All right, one more question before I let you run out of here. How far away is this technology? Is this missile? Is it something that we could see in a year, in 5 years? Is it something that they actually could build next month?
Good question. You know, Gates, when he first made a veiled reference to this new missile back in January, was asked that specific question. He said, "Is it an immediate threat? No. Is it a 5-year threat? No. So somewhere between now and 5 years, they're going to emerge with a new long-range mobile missile, and that's going to be a big problem for the U.S.
Mm. All right, Bill. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bill Gertz, Washington Times National Security Editor.